new speaker in it.
DJ.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my
turntable? Turntable.
How can we end confusion? How can we keep things straight? If we could write the words we speak, we could communicate.
But what about that other language we talked about? It's an amazing language. The language of
DJs. I speak clearly so you can understand. Put words together for fresh communication. It's impossible when hip-hop is.
Speech techniques. Know what I'm saying?
I speak clearly so you can understand. Put words together for fresh communication. It's impossible when hip-hop is. Speech techniques. Understand where I'm coming from.
Now, to begin with, here are some expressions you will use most often.
I don't understand that, but...
I don't understand that either.
Sorry, I don't understand.
You're just not listening at all.
In it.
Can you speak?
Brand new shit. Shit you never heard before. This ain't gonna stop. The big picture. We're taking it to the streets for real right now. Straight out of dirty, dirty Pristina City. About to open the gate.
O ka qelët, i kena qelët sa të derës. O ka qelët, aske një që shketëm shojnë derës. Kom bo qa kom bo u harru. Kom ri ku kom ri, o pun për mu. Po punësi, metronom, e hupi drejtimin. E da hupi, orientimin. Kom shumë e full, let me ti kalzu. Shkruj sa muna, let me ti përshkru. Ja, ky sens pas ka fund. Me stres e marrë, ti ona shmi gjekon. E tiri sa e mri dikon, s'punoj me ne. Të li farë majmon se jo bo shumë. Kejt bashk me mu, tiri fund. Relaxona marrë frym fell, o ka njërë. Bir push, rrin një po vjen. Relaxona marrë frym fell, o ka njërë. Bir push, ti që për po vjen. Relaxona marrë frym fell, o ka njërë. Bir push, rrin një po vjen. Relaxona marrë frym fell, o ka njërë. Me neve shkon na shkon, gosteni na shko. Shkon na shkon, një her, dy her, tri her. Mu mor ona, kina orve pru hip-hop. Po viz, viz, shumicin e marrë dhe pakicin e lojna. Dushe me init na shkojna, ma nalti qojna. Kik bash na shkojna, qater, një her. Hajde botën ton, një ftona për hirtar. Real një DJ band, i diros. Materiale sa dush, prodhime vendore me t'mush. Se pa gundur kur si e prësi. Sen e por vetra, sen e dyte vjetra. Sen e të njejta ka meta. E që sot ka jena. Kejt li ta din, kejt li të nin. Relaxona marrë frym fell, o ka njërë. Bir push, rrin një po vjen. Relaxona marrë frym fell, o ka njërë. Bir push, ti që për po vjen. Relaxona marrë frym fell, o ka njërë. Bir push, rrin një po vjen. Relaxona marrë frym fell, o ka njërë.
Real
I speak with the hands, oh, when it's focused, no joke. I speak with the scratch to kick the truth.
Excuse me, no comprendo.
Well, poor Mr. Disc Jockey had a hard time making it.
Ja, hallo, hier ist Felicia Herrschaft heute mit einer Sendung Kosovo, New York. New York, Kosovo. Nein, New York, Frankfurt, könnte man sagen. Und heute im Studio ist Sisley Schaffer. War das jetzt, was ist okay?
Fantastic.
Fantastic, great. Yeah, Sisley, you will have now tonight an opening here in Frankfurt at Galerie Michael Neff. So probably But before we start talking about that, maybe at the end, we will start a debate, probably a debate about the current situation in Kosovo. But interesting would be, because you are now living in New York, so how did you start, or could you remember the time when you started to think about becoming an artist?
Thank you for inviting me. First, I was 11 years old. There was like 1981. There was I was really a kid, and the first time that I seen from my building where I used to live in Kosovo, there was the first manifestation of students in Kosovo. There was it was kind of demonstration, and they was looking, asking for the reform of universities. And so there was very clear message that was 11 March 1981. And I remember like today, because I was on top of the roof looking this manifestation, and it was very peaceful manifestation of the thousands of hundreds of students. And I mean, that time the authorities of the ex-Yugoslavia used the force, the brutality against the students. And in the end of the news, there was labeled the students' movement as a nationalist and separatist, who, and was kind of Kosovo want to be get united with Albania, was has nothing to do with that. So my question was, how can this hundreds and thousands voice not listened, and how this can be labeled as a negative element of society? And who really they wanted just to change things better for the university itself. So I was questioning how this hundreds and thousands of voices cannot be listened, and how can one voice or maybe two voices can be listened. So I started to see how and feel how the creativity can make things to highlight the difficulties in the society. And when I was after 15 years old, 16, I made one small drawing of my museum of our identity. Was kind of museum of who was only for our identity, so because was kind of repression against the Albanians in Kosovo. So it was kind of very political, negatively behave of the authorities in the past. So there was, I started to highlight. But I was lucky because in one hand I had hired my dad, who was a painter. And he was I was always around the paintings, but I personally don't know to paint, so I took it. I felt the art as something really important, as something give vision of society. And after that, I started to question that too. But it was very important that how came this instinctive action to think the way how one voice or maybe two voices can highlight the difficulties. So they started. I started from them to at least to think. And when I seen the brutality of the police was used the force against students, I was as a kid shocked, and I couldn't believe how it was labeled negatively. So I started to question. That was my first, let's say, feeling towards voice. Voice as an individual, as in a citizen, as in a member of society. And what you can do individually in society. So,
Could you describe this museum of identity? Or what? How did it look like?
Well, there was a drawing, actually. No, there was a drawing who was kind of. I did this kind of a drawing. Since there was 1985, 6, 7, there was kind of the wave of the violence and repressions by the authorities till 88, 89. So I made a museum of identity of Albanians underground, and all down was white cube, kind of Picasso, Van Gogh, blah, exhibitions, but a very rhetorical project, who couldn't go inside, but they can look inside, from outside of the ground, with like being under the water, and you go, but you look underneath the painting. So it was kind of 5-6 kind of how can you say the binocular, how you say this, so that that is element of part of this museum, who you couldn't, hidden museum, but you couldn't go inside, but you can go outside, from outside you can look, so you can get not access, but you can get access only from outside. That was kind of a very rhetoric project, but it's all only small drawing I did this because it was a feeling, and it was the air, was a perfume, it was something that you can feel it through the kind of very smooth repression going on, and was very, 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 very evident living in the time. So that was kind of first rhetoric, I can tell you, in my project, but that was something that I started with.
Yeah. And I think in the 90s, before 1990, before the war started, really the Albanians were really under pressure before, and a lot of artists and a lot of young people migrated in this time. I don't know, did you stay during this occupation time?
First, I decided to leave Kosovo when there was 1988, when there was, well, came into the law that the Albanians' identity in Kosovo couldn't learn and teach an own language, so couldn't go to university their own language. So there was kind of kicking out the professors and university closed for the Albanians and so. So what I decided in that case, I said, well, I really want to go to study. So in case if I want to study in another language, I try to make another experience. And I decided to go the time to London to live and to study. And after that, from London, I left. After 3 years living in London, I went to Italy to study and to live. But it was mostly because of this political behavior of the past authorities, that mostly of the young people was forced to emigrate because of economical, political, mostly political. After that came racial and economical. But I don't think that if you think in very simple base that nobody will leave the country just because it's good. So there is a reason to leave. And that one of the reason in Kosovo was political discrimination by the past authorities. And therefore, there was other reasons, but one of the reasons was this. Because, and after that, economical, because 90% of people couldn't follow any more jobs. There was kick out because it was purely discriminated society. So we choose to emigrate. But it's very painful in some hand. It's not easy, because if you go in another country, you have to work harder, twice harder than may think maybe German, maybe Englishman, to prove to yourself to exist, first of all, as a human being in society. It's not easy. So that make it more stronger, more richer. And you develop different things that you don't expect. So it's very positive in somehow this experience, but definitely it's a very painful decision to make it in the beginning. Yeah.
And how do you feel now in relation to the ongoing transformation process in Kosovo, that now the status discussion started after the war and after 6 years of being under an international administration. How do you feel now in relation as living now in New York, as being a famous artist? How do you feel?
I go often in Kosovo. I don't live momentarily in Kosovo because I live in New York. But I go often and I follow the things, again, in second hand, not in first hand, the way the people now today live in Kosovo. Now, after 99, and definitely things changed that that defined the process of after long term that come to materialize the definition of status of Kosovo that should go through the direction what the people of Kosovo want. And, of course, living with, I believe, in harmony with the neighbors. But it's a very long trip to prove, because I'm not a politician, so I cannot maybe say from the politic point of view, but I can say it from a simple person, citizen in Kosovo. It's very hard economically, because we need to prove our productions, our economy, to have economy of competitions. But since the status is not defined yet, it is quite difficult to people convince, or maybe people to invest in our society. And therefore we have 65% are under 25 years old, 70%. It's incredible heritage and incredible, like, healthy economy vision, if we want to see the direction. But now I think this is going to happen, and I think the will of the people living and sharing with minorities who we have to feel them as a part of being part of society, and that is the richest part of society. It's always minority. And minority have to feel the Kosovo as their own country, and we have to be with them. But again, they have to understand their own country. It's Kosovo. It's not neighbors or other neighbors. So, because in Europe, there are no neighbors anymore. We have all, like, open bridges in Opel. And I hope this is not only economical bridges, because Europe, it's based in economical perspective. And some ethics questions and ethics values we forget, even in European community today, even in Germany, even in other countries, and this is very painful, very sad, but we have to work into it. We have to work into it to highlight that value that we are missing into it. So, again, Kosovo, it's in the process, and I think thanks to European community, thanks to international community, thanks to United States, thanks to all the countries who was directly involved into the resolving problem of the mass deportation what was applied by the past authorities. But today, at least we try first to apply our democracy in our society through our mentality, observed by European community, controlled by international community, and that is kind of guaranteed what we should give to us. But again, have at least somehow to try to be more quicker this process, because if it's go quicker process, I think everybody will feel better, I believe, because if it's economical development, everybody will feel good. And so we don't need to emigrate, because I think one of person, if you can ask anybody who live in Kosovo, first of person who would like really to stay, it's in Kosovo, in own land, and because wherever you go, you are always foreigner. Wherever you go, you are Auslander, because it is something that you cannot never take it away. It's part of, but it's something that we have to prove to ourselves. But with help, without help, we cannot prove to ourselves. And so, how can we help to develop our economy? Because to develop our economy and to develop our relation freely with European community, with trust, we should have, because we have people able to government. People able to, of course, lots of problems inside too, but you have lots of great people who can have a vision of people of Kosovo itself. So I think we need just trust. That is maybe problem of trust. The problem of trust is one of the biggest problems in Balkan, I think. It's in Europe, trust. We don't trust each other. For that reason, we need always confirmation. So I think at least after 7 years, 8 years, we confirm that we are peaceful people and we want to go on.
Yeah, and you as an artist, I mean, how can you help in this process as an artist? Because you are not working in this economic structure, and but probably you should give an idea about trust, maybe, or you could. I saw here you had an exhibition in Ljubljana, Opportunistic Naturalistic. Probably that started that was till June this year, and then you will be part in this exhibition, Choosing My Religion, in Thun in Switzerland. So about the question, what is religion in this contemporary world? So you as an artist, how is that helpful? What you are doing?
First. The role of artists today is to make good art. This is important.
Yeah.
And
always a good question.
Well, this is. And the second thing, it's to make a question into the and to highlight difficulties of the society.
Yeah.
Any society where you live. Now, me as born in Kosovo. I don't want to abuse my title, where I come from. I don't want to create no stereotype on top of it.
Yeah.
I don't want to create no commodity of exotism.
Exotism.
Exotism. Mm-hmm. But I do want to challenge, first myself, living in modern society, coming from Kosovo.
Yeah.
And therefore, being involved into the society in the real time and putting in question my quality as an artist, as a human being, confronting with quality of living today where I live in this moment.
Mm.
Now, this is the role of artist, but the artist cannot be definitely instrument of using, let's say, by any government. But artist should give a vision of the state, should give a vision of country. Because I do respect the politicians' work, the doctors' work, lawyers' work, but they are pragmatic. Society need for them. But who give the vision of any society? It's poet, writer, it is artist. They give a vision of future of the society, how the future of society will flow to it. Maybe not for everybody apply to it, but one of two, maybe three members of people who work into the field of creativity that make a give vision. And it's very interesting how when the politician or maybe the economist listen to the words of the writers, maybe the words of the artist. What I can do for Kosovo, I'm born, but I repeat, I never want to abuse where I come from because it's my quality and I want to share my quality with other people. And that is I can do. But I can bring definitely my experience in Kosovo with doing some workshops, bringing some different quality of my living and my experience into the modern society, and that I can share, that I can do it, and I can do it with all full engaged, and I can do more than I can maybe organize something that can highlight the quality of today's young artists into the world with some different operation, but with new attitude, with something else, not something tradition.
Mm.
So that is always to give a form of that. But again, the role of artist, it's to make a good art. And the rest of that, it is something that you have always to make a question. And example, role of me being involved into the contemporary art is a question where is highlight the difficulties and complexities of modern society. What is even Kosovo part of it? Even Afghanistan is part of it. Is it China is part of it? Is India part of it? United States is part of it. We are part of the complex society that we have maybe different economic background, but this necessarily don't define our quality of living. The quality of living don't be measurement never because of economy. Economy is only backbone of something to back up, but not the quality of costumes of living. Therefore, that it's heritage of costumes of living in the society that can make grow things organically.
Hmm. Yeah, that's really an interesting point to say the quality of life, that is something where artists question or race questions, and because where we are not trying to be involved is in this idea there is a kind of Balkan art or these Balkan themes. I think this is really over to say there's a kind of Balkanization and in through
we don't
huge
we, yes this we don't need this uniformizing quality
yeah.
because I believe between Leipzig and Frankfurt they have some quality of living and it's mm-hmm. so valuable and this should be conserved. Because otherwise, if we uniformize all this quality, even in a small territory, we will disappear the individuality.
Yeah.
Individuality who live and born and raised in some places. Instead of we sharing, we cannot just conserve, but conserving and just give away our quality. Because otherwise, in only tendency in that case is a culture of prostitution, and we cannot have that.
Mm.
We cannot. We have to avoid, actually. So that is very simple.
Yeah. Yeah, that shows more and more that art is part of a process of mondialization more than of globalization, I think. Because if you are speaking about mondialization, then you have the possibility to raise questions about the life world of people, probably.
Yes. Because you live today with velocity of the economic development that have no theory to define what does mean today China development or what will happen tomorrow with India development. Mm-hmm. Because we want always in some heart to justify it, this kind of presence of artists in relation to some small society or big society. But what is important is we to be open towards the mentality of instinctive action that is nothing to rationalize anymore. It is there. And so how can this there, it's so magic, and it's just there, and and it make you question things, and question things that... Let's make open things, and therefore it is interesting because it's open, it's not closed, it's something that organic and that bring another questions, and that I think it's a very big task, even individually who are a part of society, to give us, we to work into it, to work with this space that we should give to individuals.
Yeah, so we... We'll have a little pause, and we are waiting for a call from Luan Mulici from Kosovo, who is the director of the National Gallery, and he is also coordinator for the Ministry of Culture for the Dialogue with Belgrade. And we will discuss then what is going on with this Orthodox Church, and we will hear now a song by NR, and it's called Repticism. Okay? So here, then we will have more the debate, dialogue, or whatever with Cicely Schaffer.
Thank you.
Ne bun ma bo analizën, del që jam I fakt apet në organizëm Me hipnotizëm, ma kanë programu që lizëm Se pesho që pojetojmë komunizëm Se cili këshyrë me marë vizëm Me dalë jashtë me fitu devizëm Se unë miku pihan paret si zhapini mizëm Pa pëllë në nizëm, mrena, fel mekanizëm Ski qysh karje mytë krizëm Se këto jom fore, tanë kem bifletore Si në shkollë filore, dush mi pas koqet katrore Për me qku përdore, me marë përgjithsi Për një gjithsi shqiptari që qik ne I ki Një senu në di, që hala Nuk Jena të vetishëm, mas kur prishëm, me shashtrisëm, ka Evropa në sunisëm Nësë shkollën, erëzojna, hecve debatojna, epe analizojna, nëse kejtë po tojna Për mi të pëndërtojna, një katedrale, me shansa minimale, për më bo reale
Njona pi ideve abnormale që t'myt ka dal ka dale. Terrorizm, ja racizm, kombinim i politikës me egoizm. Mi bjen komercializm, definite vesht faktapizm. Ish kom pjur debilizm, me një ven me 92% muslimanizm. Mi disqendre me pas kishën, qa gugjën e kari tem nuk pe bën i pizm. Atë pullën në shtrem, bol mu se mi lëdhët men. Që me mujt me thonë që kena monument, vesh për moment. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mucinona, u prisha, kur i shesha e i nisha. Dora tisha, tu shëndru mbisha. Au po bol mu me gjamia e kisha, ju dhivsha. Musliman, katolike, sekte, fetare, me fare, pendroni, kulturë, shqiptare, kur fare. Mu mlu, mu qpu, mi e kërën me qu, pantovat mi qu, tripin me ndru. Ku ku, Allahu gjelëshan e hu, kung fu, më shën më rin gru. Tu e vëshgu, djallin e gëshdu më dru, qka me besu, për mu. Zotim i të zot, s'keri nevoj, em nam i gnu. Shqiptort me rep po vat, a kan qep me hyt vat, për 50 cent me umat. Rap ti shflojn tem kur dënin kam me të sil, që ma shpejt ti sos ke vill. Se pe fillimit jo më numi shkruj sene, që shion edhe pse nashta për ty. Kur që s'jam e dikojn e dokojn që jon rane, vet qon e di që sene të mija që t'i kthejn e për vene. E foli qa do qa e ni murmurim, se ke zemër e kene ka nish prastin. E kur fol ti me ta bon kishe na sens.
Ja, yeah, hallo.
Yes, yes.
Hi, Luan Mulici.
Yes, my dear.
Yeah, that's great. And here in the studio is as well Cicely Schaffer.
Cicely, I say hello to you and Cicely and all and other customers who are hearing us, you know.
Hi, Luan. Hi, Roma.
Hey, Cicely. How are you, my friend?
Good, thank you. How are you doing?
How are you doing? We didn't see you a long time in Kosovo here.
Yeah, that's right. But we'll see you soon.
Congratulations for your exhibition and all the success what you have, you know, all around in New York and now in Germany.
Thank you.
Falimderit. Yeah, so probably we start to talk about the situation in Kosovo, and but more from Cicely's perspective as an artist. So the question is, you are working in, you are the director of the National Gallery and you're the coordinator for the dialogue with Belgrade, and we listened now to that song from NR about this Orthodox church in Pristina, and probably you should give us a description of this space in Pristina where you will find this library, and next to it this Orthodox church which was built during the occupation from Milosevic, which is really still a provocation. But I think maybe you have an idea what to do with this place.
Felicia, let me tell you first and congratulate, you know, your foundation.
I didn't get it.
Leonardi Foundation with this wonderful project.
Yeah, we are starting now with this live debate. Yeah, that's right.
Regarding the, your help, you know, to help the culture and democracy in this post-war conflict state, you know,
yeah,
like Kosovo and Afghanistan and Iran, and I hope Iraq, you know, is going to be later. And I want to tell you this, just, you know, to know that he had a lot of support from all around the world after the war, you know, in Kosovo.
Yeah.
In all the fields of the life, you know, but not in the culture, unfortunately. So you are somehow like the first one, you know, who are directly, you know, trying to help develop the culture too, you know, because I feel this like a big help, you know, this project to develop the culture in Kosovo.
Yeah, that's something which I really cannot understand. Why are the international institutions or administrations are not interested in culture? Because culture could be a kind of motor for this democratization process in this area.
Many times, we try to convince the Council of Europe, mostly who are doing, who are more involved, in a region regarding the cultural policies, to push more development of a culture and to start to rebuild the bridges of the region which was destroyed. Mostly the cultural bridges, in the region, which was destroyed in the last war.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they didn't put that like a priority here. So we are somehow in one situation which it's very hard to rebuild the spirit of these people, because I know one of the first priorities in the post-conflict states, or countries, it's first to rebuild the physically, the country, but also parallel to that has to rebuild, and the spirit of these people here, But unfortunately, until now, we couldn't arrive that. And as you know, everywhere, like small countries like Kosovo has a small budget, for the culture. So here, somehow, a very, very difficult, financial situation. But we are trying through these institutions, which he reconstructed or rebuilt in these 7 years, to continue, to keep this situation how it is, right now.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we don't have so much cooperation with abroad, I think, institutionally, because individually, fortunately, we got, a lot of invitation for our artists. But institutionally, it's very hard, to keep, the cooperation with and other institutions, mostly in Europe and abroad, Now, regarding that question, the Orthodox Church, which was very, very hot, in fact, is still very, very hot, a problem, in Kosovo here, mostly in Pristina. That is true that that the church, which started to be built under the occupation of the Milosevic time, in Kosovo here, make us so many problems, and create so many hatrings, here in Kosovo, because that really irritates, one such religion building, built in the university area, create many problems here in Kosovo, and we try that many times to talk with Belgrade and even with the Orthodox Synod, Orthodox Synod in Belgrade. During our talks, let's start, and we ask them, to start even if, to solve the problem. So even a couple times, we proposed to them in international community who was involved in this problem. We proposed to them, even to return that building, not to destroy it, not to knock down, but even to return that to like a peace museum or to put any of faculty in which we propose the Faculty of Arts, with some, and even to compensate that building, to the Orthodox Church. But unfortunately, until now, we didn't get any positive response, and we hope that in the future, so because our talks are continuing, we hope that we're going to have the next round of talks with the Ministry of Culture of Serbia in the 28th of this month. So we will try, to put that like a priority too,
Yeah.
Did you try to ask me something?
Yeah. Maybe Sisley will ask you.
Oh, Sisley, okay.
Oh, no, I think first it's a really difficult thing to heritage all after before 1999, all this religious, let's say, objects that are made in during the Milosevic time, and it's a very difficult task to how to these religious objects can become to be questioning by the Serbs itself, not by Albania, by the Serb itself, to say this is made artificially in this place, and therefore we are really raised with how the political activity in Serbia manipulate archaeology because for the propaganda. And that is exactly this church. It's not only this church. This is a lot of other churches that are built in time of... Now, what you can do, you cannot, of course, destroy one thing that does not belong to you. You have to leave them to question their own past. We can propose the things. But again, it's so difficult task. And I think for the people who today, like Luan, like other people who really work into the culture, that because this voice is not heard by them, by the Serbian community itself, because I think the first of them, they should say, what is this? Why this is built? Why this is so artificial presence? And I think you being there in Pristina too, you've seen by your eyes, even in Jakova, there is 99% of Albanians living, there was artificial churches built during the 5, 6, 10 years of Milosevic era. Now, how can you face that reality? I think Kosovo is open for all the religion. It's because we are Catholics, we are Muslims, we have Orthodox, and we are really one of the, let's say, land that we are so rich with all these religions. But how this religion not get abused by the politicians who inherited the nationalism. And that is exactly what today they don't want to face, let's say, the elite of politics of Serbia. This is my point of view. And we have lots of experience in the past, how the people wanted to really abuse the religion. Nobody can possess religion. Religion belongs to the people. But you cannot build artificially to prove that you exist.
Mm.
You cannot build this.
Yeah, it's still a power construction.
But it's a violence. It's a violence. It's a violence. In violence to the society.
Mm. I don't know, what would you say to this that there is still a power construction which is used by Belgrade in Kosovo? Probably.
Yeah, Felicia, let me tell you something, you know, regarding that what Sisley said. Really, everybody is surprised, you know, about that. Because this question, you know, was appointed from the 1999, after the war. Believe me or no, with this, we talk even with the Kofi Annan, who has a chance, you know, to visit our gallery here, you know, with all international cultural institutions, let me say, with the UNESCO and Council of Europe. And we ask them, because, as you know, in Kosovo, we are trying, you know, to move forward. But we cannot move forward with such symbols as Sisley mentioned it, you know. Because that was a strategy of the last 20 years, you know, building something like a new churches and try to cheat, you know, international community, something like an old heritage.
Yeah. And why do the international community accept this strategy?
They think, you know, that right now is not the right time for that, you know. But in fact, you know, really, you know, these churches, you know, which is not only in Pristina, as they say, but it's in all around Kosovo, you know, built in last 15 years. But the hottest one and the most irritated one is this one in the university area, which was built. As they say, you know, we are here, we have Muslim communities too, Orthodox. You have Catholic communities too, which are very big number, you know. And that what we are afraid is that it's something like a symptoms to divide the culture to the ethnicities. Right now, I don't know, do you have that information, but it's three Orthodox churches was put from the UNESCO in the World Heritage List, you know.
Yeah.
Already... Only three Orthodox churches, you know. So now already we have the reaction from another communities, like a Catholic community mostly, and also the Muslim community, that they are asking that it's only the Orthodox churches word for the UNESCO, or does exist another sites which are really valuable to put in the same list, you know. So that is something like a reaction of, let me say, jealousy, but people are right, you know. to ask why three in the time, let me say, in the last 2 years. Because if you know the procedure to put one heritage site under the board list of monuments, that takes a long time, you know, sometimes like 20 years, sometimes like 40 years. So like everybody is surprised, you know, that for 2 years was three projects from Orthodox sites, you know, put it under that list. And that created us a big, big problem, to tell you the truth. And for that, you know, we are trying, you know, to solve this problem, if it's possible, at least to start to talk about this problem, because even the Serbian government doesn't like to talk about that, you know, which we are really surprised. Even they proclaim themselves, you know, like a very democratic, and they're trying to move forward, you know, to rebuild, let me say, to rebuild not the situation here in the old region, you know. So really it's a big problem, you know, with which it's very hard for us to deal, you know.
Yeah. Luan, I just want maybe to add one small thing, and I think that first the audience, what they are listening our conversation, have just to understand that the in Kosovo live three communities, like the three religions. They are mainly in Kosovo. They are the Muslim, Catholic, and the Orthodox, and we all the religious buildings, objects, and churches and mosque for us is it's a richest part of Kosovo. We are very proud to have all three things. But what we have to clarify and what we are discussing, it's what the churches, Orthodox Church was built from 85 till 2009. So that is this period. What I personally am really, really like surprised how even in the Serbs, they are not questioning themselves of the past, why they build, because they're so violently, even they have no respect of the urban living in the city itself. They are so violently built just to prove themselves they are there. And it's so evident, it's so violent, even to the society who will live 99 or 90% of maybe Catholic and Muslim and all together. You cannot force one religion, you know, you cannot force another religion, because society of Kosovo, it's a really transparent society. We have three religions, but we are like, we don't have, because we respect other religions itself. But it's something that you have to define when it's violence through the one religion or through other religion that imposing to you that. But I'm not surprised why the Serbs itself, even in Kosovo who live, who even in Serbia, the politicians who are so irresponsible facing the past and that dark period from 80s till 2000, they are not highlighting with being tough and being straight into the point that this church are the building that don't belong definitely to the faith of Orthodox Church. Because we have incredible, beautiful buildings in Peja, in Dečan. It's the richest part of Kosovo. And we are so proud to have that. But we are talking about 80s and 2000. And therefore, we have to discuss and why we are discussing now.
Yeah.
And no, what I try to say, you know, is that this religion, you know, the religion problem is in last years try, you know, to bring us in very bad position, because it's destroying all that tolerance what we have for centuries here, you know. Because all three religions, you know, we have for centuries here who live together, you know. And we didn't have this kind of problems until now. No, unfortunately, even yesterday was a talk in Vienna, as you know, regarding the status of Kosovo.
Yeah.
And over there we talk about the, our delegation talk about the heritage, which is the biggest problem right now, you know. It's not the decentralization, it's heritage. Because it's not only that Serbia doesn't talk about that and doesn't try to solve the problem, but we have such a, you know, let me say, stupid questions and requests, you know, that they are trying, you know, to return, you know, some lands, you know, to the Orthodox Church. And if that international expect to return lands to the, or to give such a like 800 hectares simple from monasteries, Dečani, you know, or to another monasteries, that in that case bring us in situation to return back to the Moscow school and to Catholic Church, you know, some land which belongs to them maybe a couple hundred years ago, you know. So that means that Kosovo will be divided, you know, through some, let me say, religion lands, if I can say that, you know. Because I'm agree with sister, and everybody of Kosovars is proud that Kosovo's mosaic is very rich, you know, because it has so many ethnicities inside here, you know. And that is really a rich mosaic, because mosaic belongs to the stones, you know. So each of religions and ethnicities who lives here, you know, has its own stone, you know, in our rich mosaic of cultural mosaic of Kosovo. Now, we have a big discussion at November, 12th of November last year in the UNESCO, you know, and we talk about that, you know. And to tell you the truth, you know, the decision of that meeting was, the last decisions, that heritage of Kosovo belongs to the people who lives around there. Doesn't matter is that it's Albanian community or Serbian or Orthodox or Turkish or, you know, because you cannot divide culture to ethnicity.
Yes, can I just say one thing, maybe we can... when was 99, there was applied this kind of philosophy, horse and metal, that's mean deportation of the people of humanity, of the people of Kosovo. There was mass deportation, was mass organized by the past power in Serbia, so it was applied, so kind of violence. There was a debate exactly in regards of the culture. So the Serb power always claimed that kind of Jerusalem, Serb, Kosovo, and so on. So, first of all, the way we say that in the beginning, that this anthropological research and abuse and so on and so. Now, if this culture belonged to the 7% of the people, therefore I go first to defend that. But what about the culture of 92% of the people? No. Can you please explain to me, do I have to kill the people to defend this architecture or other architecture who is made by from 80s till 2000? And you know what? I'm not interested in anything. I don't care who is, if he's Jewish, if he's Muslim, if he's Catholic, if he's Orthodox. Human value, it's a human value. And therefore, this is a priority for any kind of society. And any kind of religion, it's the richest part of the society. But they don't need to be abused. The people, I think, from my point of view, even the Serbs from Kosovo, they are abused still today by the power in Belgrade. And that is so sad. Because if they think good for them, leave them to decide the faith of them by them living in Kosovo, integrating in Kosovo institutions, defending their own culture inside of Kosovo, because we are so happy to have them, because we cannot live without them. They are minorities, part of rich of society, and therefore we have to have a vision together, but inside of Kosovo, being together inside Kosovo.
Yeah, maybe this is one efforts Luan has to deal with how to start a debate or a dialogue with Belgrade, because that is still difficult. If you want to have a recognition of your culture, how can this recognition start if there is no?
You don't need to. You don't need.
If there is misrecognition on the other side, which is not debating with you.
Well, in one side, you have to understand that from other side, let's say from Belgrade side, that is not they don't recognize. It's they don't want to share, and therefore the sharing is problem today, because they don't want to. Because people who have to hide certain things, they just like to escape from reality, to escape confrontation, debate, questioning. And therefore, if you have reason to debate and to share and to question, therefore we are here. Because I think the people in Kosovo should have faith in their own government, in their own land, in their own the riches, what we have all proud. but should not be abused the people because of one faith or second faith, third faith, because we never had a problem with any kind of things, and therefore we will not have even problem in the future.
Yeah, maybe if to give this question to Luan, because we will have an ongoing conversation and as a debate now, then which is starting next week in the internet on our webpage from Leonardi Culture Project, and there would be the question: what, how would you start this debate with Belgrade? So as a last statement, because then we have to you are hanging possible here.
Let me tell you, in fact, you know, we start many years ago, you know, with some project, with some cooperation to involve the Serbian artists, too. I don't like to divide the culture in ethnicities, but in this case I have to call, you know, Serbian artists to have an exhibition here in our national gallery, you know, and until now you have a couple exhibitions, you know, individual and collective ones, you know. So that was something like starting point for our dialogue, you know. Now you have a lot of artists from Belgrade, too, you know, who exhibit in Kosovo through collective exhibitions, you know. And with most of them, you know, we talk about our problems, you know. I think about the problem, you know, who are for all the region, not only between the Belgrade and Pristina. And they agree, you know, that we have to talk, you know, more regarding our future and to start to forget the past, you know. Yeah. But unfortunately, you know that in Belgrade it's still the problem with democratization over there, you know.
Yeah.
So we are to we are ready, you know, to solve the problems, you know, which will, which are stopping us, you know, to develop, you know, our societies for the future too. And until now, we have a lot of very interesting opinions who are supporting, you know, this this dialogue. But unfortunately, it's some, let me say, some groups, you know, inside these talks, what we have now in Vienna regarding the status, which are bringing us back, you know, to some recipes or formulas to 17th century regarding the Orthodox churches, what we have here in Kosovo. But anyway, you know, we formed the working group, so-called, for the experts, you know, expert working groups. And we are continuing, because we start last year, I was in Belgrade with my minister, Archia, and we have a nice talk, you know, with Minister of Culture of Serbia. And the motto of this talks will be how to make each other, you know, life much easier than we had until now, you know. But unfortunately, for international community, you know, we don't have such support, you know, to push more forward, you know, these talks, so can be concretely solved, you know, one by one problem, you know.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much for calling us here, because we are now at the end of our show. But I will send you, I will put it into the internet, and then we can have, and I will call you later, so we can have an ongoing
Thank
debate.
You, Felicia, for your call. Falimenderit to Sisley too, and to your audience.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I hope see you both, you know, soon in Kosovo.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay, thank
see
you
there.
Very much.
Thank
okay,
you.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, Sisley, it would be great if you should here as a last statement describe what is tonight, what can we see? We can see a table and a chair in the gallery by Michael Neff. So what is it?
Well, since I don't like a lot to anticipate, because it's kind of telling before and maybe I can disappoint you guys, I invite you to see the exhibition. Because otherwise, if I tell you something, and it's not the way I tell you, you'll tell me, wow, what is this? I didn't expect something like this. In the positive and the negative. Now, I'm inviting you at 7 o'clock in the exhibition to Michael F. And the title of exhibition, it's MN Unplugged.
Okay.
So MN Live.
Yeah.
And Michael F. Unplugged. And so
Michael F. Unplugged.
Yes. And so that it's that is exhibition and invite everybody. And one of the things that it's highlighting, it's questioning the security and trust.
Yeah.
That is two themes that I investigate towards this question.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much. And we will put this debate, the starting debate, I think I understand what kind of debate it could be, because it isn't maybe a debate with someone who is not debating, with Belgrade, probably.
Well, yeah.
And that's where I understand this paradox situation of having a live debate.
Yeah.
And
well, the more when we think about for September 24th, the yeah. open debate. Well, let's not maybe call debate. Let's call the conversation.
Yeah.
Let's call sharing.
Yeah.
Let's call exchanging.
But maybe it's a missing debate still there, isn't it?
It is missing debate because missing trust.
Yeah.
When you miss trust, you don't have debate. When you have trust, you develop community, you develop society, and the country get developed.
All right.
These are three things. I believe it's a trust.
Yeah.
And therefore, because there it's missing debate, it is because it's missing trust. And I can tell you that with all respect, and we all in Kosovo know that part of the richest of the part of society in our society, it is minority. Any minority is the Serbs, Turkish, the Roman, and we are so rich to have all of them.
Yeah.
But we need to build trust. Therefore, with trust to go forward.
Yeah, that's right.
This is because without trust, you cannot go even in the house.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, this open debate is at the 24th by Leonhardi Kulturprojekte, and you can find information about this on our webpage. It's leonhardikulturprojekte.org. And there, Cicely Schafer and the other participants like Alban Musha, Triton Haridini, Iliosh and Zake, Prelbukai and Florian Agaglio, they will then discuss and have an ongoing conversation with Cicely, who is calling us, or we are calling you then in New York, and we will make this as a live debate.
Thank you
very much for coming here today, this
pleasure.
Morning from New York, so tonight by Michael Neff. Thank you very much. See you.
With you.